Part 4, Talk. Directions. You will hear a talk given by a single speaker. You will see three questions on each talk, each with four possible answers. Choose the best answer to each question and fill in the corresponding oval on your answer sheet. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement. This session is about setting the early arrival and departure gates,
and ticketing areas. Color-coded maps and signs are posted within each car. Please move to the center of the car and away from the doors. Please do not attempt to exit the train until it's come to a complete stop. The doors are fully open and the exit bell rings. Thank you.
71. Where is this train located? Where should you stand when in a train car? 73. When can passengers get off the train?
74 through 76 refer to the following recording.
The City Museum. It is open to the public from 10 until 6, Monday through Saturday, and from 1 until 5 on Sundays. Information about special exhibits, classes, and lectures can be obtained by calling our education office at 548-6251. Admission to the museum costs $15 for adults and $10 for children ages 5 to 12. Children under 5 are not charged admission. Museum members receive 25% off the normal admission prices.
74. When on Sundays is the museum open? 75. If you would like information about lectures, what should you do? 76. Who doesn't have to pay to enter the museum?
77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Organizing your workday is the key to getting things done. Start every morning by making a list of things you need to do during the day. Next, rank each task on the list according to its importance. Work on the most important task first and stay with it until it is completed. Then, move on to the next task. At the end of the day, review your list. Have you completed everything on your list?
If so, very good. If not, save the uncompleted items for your next day's list.
77. What is the first step in getting organized? 78. What should you do next? 79. What is the last task of the day?
80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
I heard about that. I've got some great cabinets on new office furniture. For desks, chairs, tables, and filing cabinets are on sale. We also have sale prices on office accessories like desks and bookcases. Now is the time to give your office a great visit at a low, low price. Don't wait. Hurry on down today. Sale on Sunday.
80. What does the advertisement encourage you to do? 81. What items does it invent? 82. 2. When is the last day of the sale? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Are we successful? Parents from the Dot Express belong to a new generation by serving as a volunteer tutor. We deliver 2 hours a week. You can help a child with a school book and spread your love to learning. Children of all ages are waiting for your help. Call your local school system today. The only requirement is a desire to help children. Special training or a college degree are not necessary. You must be over 18 to participate.
83. What is this announcement for?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following weather report.
Here's today's weather report. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s with breezes of 10 to 15 miles per hour. The sun will shine all day with no clouds expected. It's a great day to spend some time outdoors. The same great weather conditions will continue tomorrow and to the end of the week. Fog will roll in late Friday and heavy rainstorms are expected on Saturday.
What is the approximate temperature for today? What does the weather forecaster suggest that people do? 88. What will the weather be like tomorrow? 89 through 91 refer to the following advertisement.
Our special ski weekend is a great value. One terrific price includes 2 months at our mountain lodge with continental breakfast and gourmet dinner. Ski equipment is available from the hotel's rental shop for an additional fee.
Certified ski instructors provide classes for all ability levels. Spend your next ski vacation with us. Book now and receive a third night free. Offer ends January 15th.
89. What is included in the cost of the lodge? 90. Who can take ski lessons? 91. What do you get if you make a reservation before January 15th?
92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
We are experiencing delays of up to 45 minutes on the inbound subway line due to damage to the tracks. Trains are currently running every 15 minutes. In addition, special buses are available to carry commuters around the damaged portions of the track.
92. How long are the delays? 93. What is causing the delays? 94. What are they doing to help people commute quickly?
95 through 97 refer to the following news item.
There was an underground explosion today at the corner of Main Street and Central Avenue. Authorities do not yet know the cause, but they suspect a leaking gas pipe.
Streets in the area were closed, and workers were evacuated from nearby office buildings. In spite of the force of the explosion, no injuries were reported.
95. What happened at Central and Main? What was probably the cause of the problem? 97. What happened to nearby office workers?
98-100. Refer to the following talk.
Before you go, I'd like to remind everyone about Friday. Class is canceled that day, so you can tour the city's new art museum.
Don't forget to do the reading assignment. Chapter 10 in your textbooks before then. Remember to bring money for lunch and a warm sweater or jacket with you on the trip.
Unfortunately, photography isn't allowed in the museum, so leave your cameras at home. The bus leaves promptly at 9 o'clock. So please arrive 15 minutes before that time. We will not wait for latecomers. You will return at 3:30. The museum is fantastic, so you should have a great time.
98. Who will listen to this announcement? 99. What should people bring on the trip? 100. What time should they arrive for the morning bus?
This is the end of the listening comprehension portion of the test.